proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
This might be a funny list to go over because it may be stupid. You know, for people who care about whether or not they're doing things that are trendy, which I never really care about being trendy. If I like something, I like it. If I don't, I don't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, if something's trendy, I tend to go the other way and say,
right.
I don't want to look like a follower, some sort of a drone, you know. So they ask people what is popular right now, and they have zero interest in it. Like, it's something really popular right now, but you have zero interest.
Okay.
Adult coloring books. Yes, put me on the list for that.
Yeah.
Coloring books. Mm. Number six, Ozempic. I can't say I don't have any interest in it.
I have all the interest in it.
Say I'm not on it, and I don't think I will be on it, but I'm interested.
Yeah.
I couldn't be more interested.
Yeah. If there were just one breakthrough of some kind of information to sway one way or the other or sway that way, I'd be down at my doctor's office before a cat could lick its ass.
Same.
There's another one for me, kombucha. Mm. I have no interest in booch.
Mm-mm.
This one has always been one of mine, and people call me a grouch about it. And just, it's no fun. Fantasy football. I don't give a damn about fantasy football, and I never have. And it's not just because I don't understand it. It just seems like something that is not fun to me. Like, it's not my thing.
Yeah.
And it's got fantasy in it. The word.
Right.
You know?
And there's nothing sexual about it.
No, right.
Yeah. If you're going to use fantasy, it should really have a sexual connotation.
True.
And it should be chocolate.
Yes.
Right.
Celebrity brands and celebrity podcasts.
Oof.
People say they're not interested in that, which is popular now. I guess talking about like Kim Kardashian's, that version of Spanx that she has, and makeup lines and all of that
stuff. I'm into that.
Yeah. You would be.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Vaping.
Not interested.
Yeah. Pickleball. Would you want to play pickleball, Riggins?
I want to try it.
Yeah. I do too.
It's not bad.
Because when I try to play tennis, it's most of the time spent running, catching tennis balls.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So I think that would be a little more doable if you're not experienced.
I'm terrible, but I think it's fun.
Is it fun?
Yeah.
How many times have you played?
A couple times. I had to be my friend Mayor, mm-hmm. her and her husband play, and he couldn't play twice. So I had to step up and be his, you know.
Replacement.
Thank you. And I can't think this time of the day. Right. And so I lost the championship for him.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But that's your own damn fault for asking me to.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't know anybody else.
Yeah. Like,
maybe played once in their lives.
Yeah. She said, you'll get it. You play tennis. You'll get it. No. 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 The ball barely bounces. No.
Anyway. Lost the championship.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you're right. That is their fault.
Yeah.
Your very first game was the championship?
Yeah.
That's wild.
I could have had some wine before. I don't know. I'm trying to loosen up.
What is wrong with Mayor?
Yeah.
She's the Bill Buckner of pickleball.
Yeah.
Just screwing up.
Yeah.
What's a broccoli haircut?
Oh, yeah. That's what all the young guys are doing. You've seen it. Like, it's where it's kind of short on the side and just curly at the top.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of looks like a llama.
Yeah. That's on the list of things that are popular now that people have no interest in. Cybertrucks. Put me down for that one.
The Tesla.
So ugly.
Yeah, I don't mm-hmm. like the Cybertrucks.
Like a garbage can.
Uh-oh. Trash. NZ. Hmm? These people said fillers, Botox, and plastic surgery.
How dare you? It's because who wrote this? A 20-year-old?
I don't know.
They don't need it.
Somebody Damn. Ugly.
Oh, really? They don't?
No.
You got to wait until they were like you and hit the ripe old age of 24 to start doing Botox.
You got
to
wait a few more years, yeah. At least till you're out of college.
You got to be able to drink to do this.
Yeah.
The Stanley mugs, which Stanley mugs haven't been as popular for a while. The Gen Zers deemed those to be not cool anymore.
Yeah.
About a year ago, I think.
Yeah, they're on the Owalas now.
Mm-hmm. They're stupid.
Yeah.
You're so stupid.
What color do you have today?
I have gold.
Gold, rose gold, or just regular gold?
Just regular gold.
Yeah. And it is the Stanley brand?
It is. And mm-hmm. I don't like it because it's cool. I mean, I did initially, but it keeps it cold forever. So, of course, I'm going to like it. It's useful.
Did you ever wait in line to get one or go to the store looking for one and they were out of them?
No.
It sold out so fast. And you just, how did you get so many of them easily?
Well, I'll be walking through Target and I'll see a cute one and be like, oh, I need that. And I mean, they're $45. They're not practical at all. So every time I'd bring one home, my husband would be like, are you kidding me? You have one. Like, isn't one enough?
Well, I would say two at the most, because when you wash one, you got one in reserve.
Sure.
You know, but how many do you have? At least 10?
I think 10 or 12. Okay. I have too many.
Yeah.
It's been a problem because I always see cute ones and I'm like, I need that. But I don't need it.
But I mean,
I'm going through some shopping rehab right now.
A girl has to stay hydrated, though.
That's true.
Like, just tell him, hey, look, I can't, my skin would look terrible and you wouldn't love me anymore if I didn't drink so much water out of a Stanley mug.
True. And probably 5 of them have been gifts. So I haven't purchased that many,
right.
But I have a lot and it makes me seem greedy, but I think they're really cute. It's like, hey, you think.
You know, cute knows no greed.
Right.
If it's cute, you just have to deal with it.
You deal with it, yeah.
Streamer and Twitch culture is another one that people say is popular now, but they have no interest in.
Yeah.
That's usually just for, like, my son's age and below, right, of boys.
I don't even know what that is.
That's where people will go online and then an audience joins them online to watch them play video games and stuff like that. Or they're live, so they could go under the premise of playing a video game, but then they end up talking about things or they interview somebody or mm-hmm. it may end up in a political discussion sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's just mainly it's just younger men.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Boys.
Boys. Boys.
Rob used to be on the Twitch.
Yeah. I fell asleep one time doing a Twitch stream.
Yeah. I mean, that was more interesting than when you were awake on Twitch. I'll be honest, it was a bit of a bore.
You're not wrong.
You were not.
Wait, you mean you just fell? I don't understand.
I was playing a game, and I used to take Ambien. So I took the Ambien before I started playing, and I was on live, and I fell asleep.
And you just continued to be on live the whole time you were asleep?
No, I dozed off, and I jerked awake later.
Who was awake? It's my buddy awake.
Welcome to my live stream. I'm going to jerk awake.
Oh,
and
man.
That's going to cost y'all extra.
Yep. Yep.
Thanks for the tip.
Sign up for my Patreon.
Sports betting. I would love to be able to bet on sports and stuff like that, but I am not good at it.
No.
And maybe because my little friend Jenny will just start rattling off all these, the spread and the points and the dog and the this and the that, you know, straight up. Like, I'll bet on the dog. I guess that means underdog or even money. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know all the stuff.
It's degenerate speak is what
it is. And yeah. I just thought you just like, okay, bet on this team to win. But they have to win by this many points for you to get money. And I didn't know you didn't always win. Like, if I bet $50 and my team won, that I would get $100 back.
Yeah.
But that's not the way it is because somebody, whoever's putting the bet, gets their percentage of it or whatever. They call that a bookie.
Okay.
I guess.
Yeah.
I
like a.
But they're all legal now, these fan duels and all that. I can't keep up
but
with
it. But you're just giving money away. You're not getting it. I mean, if you win, but. I like to have tangible items if I'm going to lose some money.
Yeah, but then when you think about it, there are people who make the only thing they do for a job is bet.
That's crazy.
Oh, I couldn't live that life.
No.
Too much pressure.
You know, pins and needles. Mm.
But I would be in it just for that one big one that I could retire on.
Yeah.
And then it would never come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't seem like the type of personality that would be a good wager person.
No, really. I don't take many chances like that, especially with money. But has anybody ever done that, though? Like, they get and they're just waiting for that one big payday, and then they stop. Does that ever happen?
I don't know. It has to have happened at some point, right?
The person in Vegas, like, that wins huge on the slot machines that they do every day. Do they stop then?
Well, I say that, but my wife's grandmother's sister, her husband died, and she was, you know, her church friends or whoever they were, all of her little old people friends, were trying to get her out of the house because she was lonely and all this. So they talked her into taking one of those buses up to a casino somewhere. They live in Connecticut. And she went just for the fellowship and to get out of the house and do something. She went to a progressive slot machine, put $1 in it, and it hit for $700,000+.
Oh my God.
What?
She never played slot, never been to a casino really. That was about it. Her husband she'd gone with him a couple of times, but didn't gamble, just stood there with him while he played cards or whatever. And that was the only time she ever gambled.
And she stopped after that. Good for her.
What a lucky bee.
Because she really didn't even want, she was not into gambling. She just did it. Can you imagine?
No.
And that was in the 90s. So $780,000+ in the 90s was huge.
She could retire.
Crazy. Yeah. Wow. And she just, I guess her kids ended up with that after she had passed because she was on up in age when that happened.
Dang, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
For her.
Mm-hmm.
The one time I gambled, I never stopped and I lost all the money.
Did you?
Kyle's like, no, like you just won $1,200. Just stop. I'm just dishing.
You won $1,200?
Yeah, that's why I'm not good at gambling because I just keep going.
What were you playing?
We were on a cruise and we were just doing it all and I just kept winning.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
But,
winning and winning and winning.
But I didn't stop.
Yeah.
So I was a loser.
So you didn't take any of it home?
No. And that's why I'm an addict.
And you haven't gambled since?
Yeah. No.
It would be.
I'm not allowed.
Yeah. Okay. So what's popular now, people aren't into AI-generated influencer content or AI anything or influencer anything.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm offended.
And endless cycle of reboots and remakes was number one.
Huh.
All those, you know, have an original idea, do a movie from scratch, do a TV show from scratch,
Yeah.
Somebody I know has been saying that for way longer than these people here. Somebody has been saying that for, I don't know, he's really smart, but people think he's dumb.
Mm-hmm. Don't know who that is.
Who's the dumbest person you know? I bet they came up with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, here's the thing, though. So many people will say that. I'm tired of the endless reboots and remakes and sequels and all that. But when one comes out, they go.
Yep.
They go see it.
Sure do.
So then if you don't demand with your dollars that they step it up, they're not going to. Why would they? You have another, Star Wars R2-D2 goes to the bathroom series or, build a penis on C-3PO.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a home improvement project or something.
Those aren't reboots, okay?
Or whatever. Remakes, reboots, sequels.
They should give C-3PO a dick. Yeah. What's new in this trilogy? Yeah. C-3PO is going to have a huge dick.
We call it this old robot.
Big robot.
God.
It's not what I remember. It's 2024. He's got a dick now. Yeah. Get with the times.
He's really worth something around the house now.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
It's the holidays, and you know what that means. We love telling you about Omaha Steaks. The greatest gift that you can get someone is a package from Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com and then use the promo code TJR and you're going to save big money. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit. But these steaks are absolutely delicious. Not just the steaks. They have chicken and pork chops and side dishes that melt in your mouth. Riggins, is this the best gift you get every year?
Definitely.
And your dad gets the same thing? It's perfect.
It's awesome.
Absolutely perfect. So steaks, chicken, pork chops, delicious burgers and gourmet hot dogs. I'm sorry, Franks. They call them gourmet Franks. The best you've ever had, and it's all top of the line delivered right to your house. OmahaSteaks.com is where you go to order, and you use the promo code TJR. You're going to save 50% site-wide, plus an additional $30 off when you shop early. That's OmahaSteaks.com. promo code TJR, 50% off, and then another $30 off if you go now. It's Omaha Steaks.